Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and kick things off with some headlines. These headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Tonight, we got the New York Knicks facing off against the San Antonio Spurs in game one of the NBA Finals. Yesterday was game one of the Stanley Cup Finals, which was a great game. Carolina Hurricanes have been bludgeoning opponents. They're 12-1 in their run to the Stanley Cup Final, but yesterday was a historic win for the Knights. Entering Tuesday, teams were 0-55 when down multiple goals at any point in the Stanley Cup Final of game one. Carolina actually had a 2-0 lead, seeing as they scored within like the first 30 seconds.
Oh yeah, that was crazy. I'm like, you know what? It's weird because we've been on the other side of that when the Panthers get after a team right away, and then you're like hanging on for dear life and you paying attention even more because you know we only one goal away from an empty netter, or we only like, yeah, it's crazy that I mean the excitement, the ebbs and flows of hockey, but man, that was a good game.
Yeah, that was the third fastest goal in game one of the Stanley Cup final, but it did not help them
Glad
as.
you would notice. How often in a finals does a team give up a two-goal lead? Not really, right? Because it's so defensive.
No,
You
hockey's
you've
weird.
tr-
Hockey's
right.
one of the weird. No, you can like all it takes is one goal to go in, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay. Oh, it's, you know, got
And then
goalie
they
could
score
be,
two in the next 3 minutes.
And then he could
Right.
exactly. I mean,
Right.
I'm gonna tell you this. You ever see somebody score a goal and then 11, 8 to 10 seconds later they just another goal is scored, and it's like, damn, I mean,
Right.
the
They have them
punches
go,
drop.
yeah.
Like, how,
Yeah.
aren't you ready? But it happens. That's the action of the game. So.
Yeah, the guy doesn't even get to announce who made the goal on who was on the assist before the other one's already in.
Yeah, that's the only sport where there's like a 2 or 3 minute delay before they announce all the assists and the goal. Right?
I mean,
They'll be playing
everything's got to
hockey.
be right. They got to have make sure they
Right.
got it right, because
Yeah.
sometimes we'll say that so and so scored, and then the replay, it's like, oh, it was deflected or tipped in by somebody, and so they went from scoring the goal to having an assist in the goal.
Right.
So they get things right. They get it right in hockey.
We
Everybody's
will we'll continue to monitor the Stanley Cup final. Hopefully it remains as exciting as it has been. Some other news out of the NFL. I know that we discuss all the big moves from 2 days ago, but quietly.
You know Aaron Donald's coming back, right?
Oh my God.
That's
Aaron
what
Donald has been
everybody's
working
been
out.
saying that.
That's what Pat McAfee said yesterday, that apparently he's eyeing a return. He's posting all these subliminals on his Instagram. He said he's 35 and he's got to see if he can light that fire back up. But listen, if there's anything that'll help light a fire, it's putting another Hall of Famer right next to you,
And
which will help
having
alleviate all those double teams.
and going back to your team who has the MVP and Defensive Player of the Year, and it so happens that the Super
Yeah.
Bowl is being played in the same place you won your only Super Bowl, which is your home stadium in Los Angeles. Could you imagine having to
Yeah.
face Aaron Donald and Myles Garrett?
You know,
No.
there's.
I'm trying to think what was the closest thing.
I thought that too. And these are the ones. This is the one that I came up with. I guess I'm local with it, of course. But Cam Wake and Sue. And even then, I
Not,
don't think it was. Yeah, no, this is different. This is different.
dude. Don't insult them two men. And
Oh,
they
come
ain't take.
on.
That ain't taking nothing away from Cam Wake, and that ain't taking
What
nothing from
that
Ndamukong
kind of
Suh.
is.
Okay?
Yeah.
Cam Wake should make the Hall of
Maybe
Fame.
Neil Smith and Derek Thomas. Maybe.
Ooh.
Yeah. But again,
but Neil Smith is Neil no Smith Aaron Donald. Have to be,
wait, think about this.
Oh God,
Derek Thomas is in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but Neil Smith would have to be Myles Garrett.
Yeah,
and that is and he's not even close.
Yeah, no, these two would 99 and 95 would.
It would be the equivalent of having Warren Sapp. And it would be the equivalent of having who Warren Sapp and LT on the same field.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, these are some.
That's basically what you're talking about.
These are some of the comparisons that they're giving as far as edge rushing duos of all time. Now they say that the undisputed,
but that's the thing. Aaron Donald's not an edge rusher.
That's the problem. You got to take a guy. You got to pick an inside guy.
Yeah, so I don't know. This is too hard to Google.
It would be the equivalent to say like a John Randall and an LT.
They have a oh my god, the hell? That's like an all-star team from hell,
right?
Well, you know, these are the names essentially they put. They had J.J. Watt and Clowney, from 2014.
No, they see, no, they're both edge rushers.
Yep. No, these are all edge rushers.
You got to pick an inside Hall of Famer. So John Randall, you have to pick Warren Sapp.
Reggie.
No, Reggie's outside. But Reggie moved around.
That's what I'm saying. Reggie moved around. So Reggie did Aaron.
But Reggie could be Myles Garrett.
Right, but he moved around in that line. That's because Aaron would be an inside. He could be outside. Like, he moved around.
Right.
So that's why I'm.
So have to. It would be Myles Garrett and in the inside, Myles Garrett.
They got a
right. But like, I mean, dude, this we have never. If he comes back, right,
and he's 80% of who he was,
right. And here's the deal: we've had defensive lines that collectively have been so dominant. Without necessarily having a Hall of Fame guy, right? When you think about Philly, right? How they got after it. When you think about back in the day, Seattle, right? I mean, there's been defensive lines that collectively were unstoppable.
What do you know about Lamar Lundy?
Huh?
Because they're saying that the consensus for greatest defensive lineman duo in NFL history belongs to the LA Rams pair of Deacon Jones and Lamar Lundy. But this is from the 60s. How the hell could I
and don't forget
get
Merlin.
That information?
Don't forget Merlin.
Yeah,
also.
But again, like Deacon Jones was like the man, right? Like that would be a viable pair. But here's what I would say in today's football. How athletic have offensive linemen gotten? How big have offensive linemen gotten today?
Easy. Easy. I could answer that with one player. The guy that the Dolphins just drafted.
Right.
They threw a screen to him in college and he got 18 yards and it was easy for him. It wasn't like he was struggling. He was like, oh, huffing and puffing. No, you saw a 360-pound man move like a bear.
Right. And so from that standpoint, and let's do – I'm going to say this, and I've said this about every sport. I believe that what makes a guy a Hall of Famer means that whatever era he played in, he would adapt and be a dominant player, right? We just look at now, and older players will do this. They'll look at a Hall of Famer now and say, oh, he wouldn't have never played, but that's just because the way the game is now. That's not because of his ability. And I think we overlook that all the time when we say, oh, this guy's a Hall of Famer, but he ain't so-and-so. He would have never made it in so-and-so's era. And I say that's not entirely true. One of the things that makes you a Hall of Famer, I believe, is that you're a transcendent star. meaning that you could have played at any in any era. So whether you take a guy from the 60s and bring him up now, or whether you take a guy from now and bring him back to the 60s, I think that they have a skill set and a way in which they play that would make them dominant in any era.
I did notice also, by the way, as I'm looking through these lists, that Sue and Aaron Donald were actually paired together in LA. But I think now...
No, Sue wasn't. But Sue's not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
No, like I'm not trying to...
He was very good. Like, he's all pro.
Yeah, but saying... Here's the deal. Let's not get caught up in me thinking somebody's garbage because I say they're not a Hall of Famer.
That's what you said about Serena yesterday.
What did you say about Serena?
She said Serena was washed.
She is washed.
No, I didn't. Here's Vlad.
Vlad, she is washed.
Vlad, here's what I said. I said, in tennis, older players come back because they enjoy competing, but they only play doubles because they can't run around like they did playing singles.
Right.
And so he took that as saying, oh, you're saying Serena's washed.
She is. No, but you also said that the GLPs have changed the shape and that you're not a fan. I think that's what you said.
No, I did not.
Okay, well, that was me. That
but she's not 180 anymore.
No, she's a... Her body's changed. That's what happens when you have a family and everything like that. But she's also 44. And these girls are younger, twice her age.
Well, not in the doubles, though. Not in the doubles.
But here's the thing. See, okay. We all know there's certain athletes, because of who they are and what they are, people hold them to a different type of, you know, stature. Right. So to Serena,
she's just going to be average double player.
She's going to be an average double player, but everybody, you know, black girl power, everything, all of that, they're going to go crazy for her, and which they should. But if you're expecting her to win and be competitive, she's going to get her ass kicked a lot because I'm sorry, you haven't played competitive tennis and you're coming in, you think you're going to win with your name. Look at her sister. Her sister competes. She's competitive. She loses.
Yep.
I don't like this. I don't like this slander.
Why, can I ask you a question? And this is the same with the Aaron Rodgers thing. Why, if you have anything negative to say about an old athlete, it means you don't like him?
You hate Aaron Rodgers, though. You really do. You kind of hate Aaron Rodgers. You kind of hate Aaron Rodgers. But no, you're right.
I don't hate Aaron Rodgers.
you kind of hate him.
Can I put it this way?
Yeah.
Can you love the artist but not a big fan of the person?
Oh yeah, Drizzy.
But that's where I am. Like Aaron Rodgers' antics over the last few years and some of the crazy Drake. Things that he said.
Aaron Rodgers and Drake is a great cop. They're the same person.
Yeah, sure.
Aaron Rodgers is the Drake of football.
Yeah.
He come out and throw for 3,700 yards and we all get all excited.
Yeah, but then he starts talking and you're like, oh, shut up, please.
Right. But that's what I would say about Aaron Rodgers. I don't have and then the other thing is that if I take Aaron Rodgers' career and put another name on it, the first thing that would come to mind is he only won one Super Bowl.
No.
Well, yes. I don't say only.
Because we don't do that to Drew Brees.
We
don't do that to Drew Brees.
Yeah, but it was a different situation. But, like, think about this. Let me put it this way. The Green Bay Packers during Aaron Rodgers' tenure were more number one and number two seeds than most of the teams in the NFL.
There is another team that
came up short.
And there's a team that equals that, the New Orleans Saints.
No.
Bro, how many one seeds did the Saints have then they lost? The Saints were an 11-5 team and lost to a 7-9 team.
Yeah, remember that. Okay. Seattle.
They lost to the Rams on, you know, what should have been a pass interference, but they lost to the Rams.
Was that the Rams or the Vikings?
No, they lost to the Rams. When the Rams lost, they lost to the Rams. They lost to the Vikings on that on the Miracle in Minneapolis. Okay?
Right.
They lost to Tampa Bay when Brady came in and smacked them around and he retired. They were the one seed. There's a lot of one seeds the Saints have that Sean Payton and Breeze didn't come out of the NFC.
He gets
nothing. Like no. No slander.
But neither does Aaron Rodgers.
No,
just for me,
Leroy Horde and others.
But and I think part of the reason why I don't and this is probably my own blind spot is because we also talking about a team that I grew up with that never had a winning record my whole childhood, not a playoff appearance, not a division win. Not a winning record. So in my first 18 years of life, the best they ever did was 8-8. So when you see them start having success, how you look at that success may be different, even though it looks the same. So that's my blind spot. And that's why I have that blind spot. Right? Because I look at my team or my team I grew up with and say, well, at least they in the hunt again. They in the hunt again. They in the hunt again. I don't look at them as the Green Bay Packers. You see what I'm saying? And so, my bad. I see that might be a blind spot that I'm overlooking, that Drew Brees had the same kind of path.
Told you, you hate Aaron Rodgers.
But then, no. But here's what I would say. That I realize that's my blind spot. But now let's look at the people and how they talk and what they say and how they carry themselves and the ayahuasca and the trips and I don't know if I'm coming back and all this.
Right? Oh, yeah, he is a prima donna.
Then you tend to point those things out more than with Drew Brees, who everybody, it looks like, oh, shucks. What a guy, right? So that's the part of it. And that's what I've always said. I'm not taking away from Aaron Rodgers' career and what he's done.
But what I'm saying is he
makes it hard.
Right, but sometimes you don't separate the player and the personality.
No, I separate no, because the art if from you, the artist. No, but no, I don't separate the player from the personality.
You don't separate the player from the personality, and that's the thing. Sometimes, I mean, yes, Aaron can. Yes, does he have a smart ass attitude and way about him?
I don't even have
him?
A problem with that. It's the crazy stuff.
But it's the way. No, because the smart ass is the way he talks to people, the way he acts like he's bigger than everyone else. That I can understand, but that's outside when he's talking. And he's, you know, with McAfee. But when he's on the field, you can't deny the man and what he does on the field. So I think sometimes people take his personality and then they include that with, oh, well, you know, you've been 13-3 and you've had the number one seeds and all this. And, you know, a lot of people know as a football player, it takes all 55, but all the accolades and all the criticism will fall on the quarterback.
I try very hard, and I say this all the time. I try very hard to separate the artist from the art. Right? And I try to do this all the time. Sometimes it becomes harder, like what Vlad is talking about. Like, if you don't like the artist, sometimes you nitpick at the art. And I think that's what I might be guilty of. But it's not for me discrediting what he's done. It's what he... What?
Finally revealed his wife.
Wait,
two
what?
Weeks ago.
That's his wife?
No, that's not his wife.
That ain't
not
his wife.
Yeah. Brittany Starlight. Doesn't that seem like right up his alley though? And listen, I am not commenting on her looks. Beautiful young woman.
She is beautiful.
Don't even really care. I'm not even talking about
that's
that.
That's not his wife.
She definitely looks like she smokes and does ayahuasca.
For sure. Right up his alley. But isn't that like someone named Starlight? Is that not like right up?
Yep.
Like, is that not something he would do?
Yep.
But let's see if this is a real person and not just what
we should have like, seen AI nowadays.
I'm not sure because I'm not sure of anything nowadays.
You sure this is not AI? I mean, they really centered in the middle of that. That's a big ass white truck right there, by the way.
Suburban.
Yeah. The first comment on here, she was awesome in Coyote Ugly. And that's messed up. who said that?
Hey, but what's her name was in there? Who's the black mom? She was in there too.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Hold on. I got to look this up now.
Oh, everyone is saying that. Well, not everyone.
Yeah,
people are actually questioning it.
Yet it says the sports troll. Who didn't she date? She was in that music video.
Which one?
She had a show too. She had a.
You talking about Tyra Banks?
Tyra Banks.
Yeah. And Piper Perabo was the other one. Those were the two main stars.
My comment would be on the page, post Melanie instead of post Malone. I'd probably go and say that this is AI, but it just looks like it's something he would do. This all makes sense.
How you go from models and now I'm not discrediting her.
That is so true, Daytop.
Daytop says she looks like she greets you by saying
blessings. Blessings, my youth.
She looks like she refers to it as Mother Earth.
Oh, she definitely says Mother Earth. Everything's
Or she doesn't shave her legs.
Oh, definitely not.
She may shower maybe once a week.
All right, I can feel Brittany and J-Fig yelling at us from wherever they're at right now.
Who cares? J-Fig's on a cruise. Who cares?
It's true. She's enjoying the lifestyle.
And you see Tobin catching rodents?
Yeah, what is that animal?
Wait. He's catching rodents at the nut?
I don't know where he is, dude,
but he's chasing down some type of rodent that I like. Let me tell you something about intangibles.
Where is he?
Why do they feel like every animal wants to be caught? That animal looked like he don't want to be trifled with.
Yeah, no, I don't. This is a very strange looking animal here.
Look at that, Vlad.
Do you see this? It looks like a mongoose almost.
It looks like a baby anteater.
What kind of animal is this? And where is he?
Why do you guys love furry creatures?
And wait, here's the other thing. I really don't understand. Here's the other thing.
Yeah.
Which is more amazing than anything.
He named him Kenny.
Which is more amazing than anything.
You killed Kenny. Yes.
Where are they staying that these things are just roaming around where you could catch them?
It'd be different if he
was in the woods chasing it.
Easy.
He said, Leroy would judge me for the amount of Central American rodents I've tried to catch so far. Central American? Is he out of the country?
Yeah.
Central American.
That's a Cody.
Wait a minute. You know what that means?
That is a Cody.
No. Yeah. Okay. It's happening.
Oh, you know where he is? Are you tracking him now?
It's happened. Jay Gatto was right. He's looking for mules for his hopium runs. That's what it is. That's why he's in Central America. He's looking for mules so he can have his hopium run. Right now, he's gone for a week. But he's definitely, you know, there's Giannis news in his mind or Heat news in his mind that he wants to release to the world. So therefore, he's in Central America getting new rodents for his hopium run.
Can an intangible please tell me?
Yeah.
Why y'all feel it necessary to catch stuff?
Aren't you loved enough?
Let that thing minding his own business. He probably terrified of a big ass intangible coming running at him. Right?
Yeah.
And Tobin wanted to catch him and cuddle with him.
Strange. We're gonna take a break.
It's one simple. I think they weren't loved enough.
That's what it is.
Yes. I don't know, man.
You're not loved enough.
I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking.
Dear those.
He did wear his top hat to the party though.
There you go. He's breaking the cycle, Leroy. He's showing the love he never got.
He was an only child, so maybe he used to catch critters and keep them as a...
You're my friend now.
Yeah, no, he would force them to listen to his takes. He's like, "This Patrick Ewing." he has iguanas lined up in the backyard, like, "I'm giving you this, Patrick Ewing."
And he got Sonny Bunny. The iguanas want to run away, but Sonny Bunny's standing next to him, so they feel like they need to just stay in line.
He'll never be Alonzo. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to talk about the Heat's big package.
Hey, yo.
Sorry. Giannis, the rumors, they're swirling. We'll discuss them when we come back on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Welcome, gentlemen. We are live here on a lovely, lovely Wednesday. It is a Tobin and Leroy Show. Tobin out for the week. He may be in Central America, apparently. We have no clue, really. We have no clue what he's doing. The animals he's capturing.
He's looking for new runners, man. Some new mule runners.
That is indeed what he is looking for. And speaking of our old show pony, it'd be a good time right now to discuss the latest in the Miami Heat's attempts to lure in one final whale for Pat Riley. The Miami Heat have emerged as front runners to acquire two-time NBA MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo. A reported trade package makes the Heat stand out amongst interested teams, according to Miami Herald reporter Barry Jackson. Miami's offer includes Tyler Hero, Khalil Ware, Jaime Jaquez Jr., the number 13 pick of the 2026 NBA draft, and two future first-round picks. Now, this, of course, would be accompanied with some pick swaps. But hearing that package, what do you think, Vlad? I'm sorry, Leroy. Do you think that is something that the Milwaukee Bucks will be interested in? Do you think that's something that the Miami Heat should be giving up for Giannis? What do you think of that package?
That's giving up a lot. Here's the other thing. I'm always against getting too old. Right?
All right. Yes.
And when I say that, I do realize that most of your stars are a little bit older.
Yes.
But when you get rid of that much youth, it makes your team even older.
It's 31 years old. Is that Giannis? Too old for you, though?
Yeah. Yeah, it's only 2 years older than Bam.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I really think
here's what I would say.
Yeah.
Can I get from Giannis the amount of years that it would take for us to then get a first round pick back?
Ooh, that's a good call. So if
you see
we're
what I'm saying?
We're giving away 26. We're going to be giving away two. So, but you can't give away consecutive. You can't give away consecutive years.
28 right? and 30.
Damn, that is crazy.
So you're talking about four years.
Now. Yeah, I got right. 4 years in Giannis though.
Okay, so that's how I look at it.
That's a good call. Now, that's a good call there.
Now, the other thing is that I need to make sure I keep Wiggins.
Oh, okay. That's who you're prioritizing, Wiggins? Of the remaining roster?
Of the remaining roster.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
But doesn't Wiggins, what do you put Wiggins at the two then, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Or is he coming off the bench? And then what do you do with Norman Powell?
Norman Powell is going to be your... between
Norm
him.
Norm doesn't want to come off the bench now. He said yeah. that. He was Norm at the end, toward after the injury.
Yeah.
He was being a good soldier because he didn't want to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he didn't want to mess up what was going on inside, but you could tell.
I think Norm would take the role that Tyler Hero should have had last year.
Right, but Tyler's meant. But Tyler's.
He's gone.
But Tyler's headspace was, I should be a starter. I was hurt.
And Vlad, the biggest issue I have with all of this, okay? And I'm from a football background, so bear with me. The first thing they tell you when you walk into a football locker room is leave your ego at the door.
It's okay? 50, it's 50, but, it's 55 of y'all. There's only 15 on the court. There's only 15 right. in the NBA.
But what I would say this is, with Tyler, I believe if I give you the money and you get maxed out, I should be able to use you the way I see fit for this franchise because I have already determined your importance by what I'm paying you. And I don't care what you think. We've already shown you what we think of you. You understand what I'm saying? And I think too many times during the course of these last couple of years, Spo has cared about feelings instead of production. What best fits the Miami Heat has always been the most important thing. And I don't know if they thought that. They didn't want to hurt people's feelings.
Yeah, he does do a weird thing that goes beyond basketball. You know, he's not a guy who will get caught up too much in analytics. He's like karma of the game.
Right.
Or
stuff like that.
And I'm like, man, just play the tall guy.
But then with the same breath saying all that and earning this and earning that or whatever, he'll just put Tyler back in the starting lineup.
Yeah, correct. To appease
Tyler.
Tyler, yeah.
And I'm not and this is not a knock on Tyler.
Well, right? I mean, look, assuming Tyler's gone and assuming that you have to obviously hold on to the pieces that you already have with Norman Powell there, and you know what should be happening, but you also know the reality of the situation with NBA stars sometimes in regards to ego and whatever the case may be. So with Andrew Wiggins and Norman Powell essentially playing similar roles kind of to Giannis, of those two, who are you going to move forward with if you're the Miami Heat franchise, Norman Powell or Andrew Wiggins?
The better trade value is Tyler.
Right. You probably
Tyler's gone. No. Assuming Tyler's gone. Giannis.
Then you got to keep Powell.
So that's what I'm saying. Because when this conversation started, essentially, and we discussed the trade package that Barry Jackson had just proposed, which sends Tyler away, and we discussed the remaining roster, Leroy's first essential priority was maintaining Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, because he never wants any of his favorites to go. So
he loves Andrew Wiggins.
But you understand. Understand. It's a slick move by Leroy.
Let me say your slick move. Go ahead.
Leroy pulls a reverse Tovin in that he knows Tyler's the one that everybody wants to go. So he's going to push Tyler to have Andrew Wiggins in the background. So once Tyler goes out, then you got to keep Wiggins because it's going to be, hey, we need another wing. We need a wing. We need a defender. We just let Tyler go. So you're going to be like, yeah, we just let Tyler go. We got to keep Wiggy. That's how he keeps his guy. It's a slick move.
Okay.
It's a reverse. So you're pulling a Tobin without the antics.
I think Wiggins is more important to this team than Tyler and Norm.
And that's why it's easy to push those two first and keep your guy. All right.
So then you're saying, essentially, when the dust settles, Tyler's in Milwaukee, then you are saying trade Norman Powell. Because Norman's
resign
not coming
him,
off
resign
the
him, resign him.
Norm could He's come a free off the agent. Bench.
But he's now, not coming off the bench.
But no, now look at your team right now. So you
he's an all-star.
What's the trade? You trading Khalil? Are you trading Tyler?
So this is the proposition that Barry Jackson had proposed, that this is the package the Miami Heat have offered. It is Tyler Hero, Khalil Ware, Jaime Jaquez Jr., the number 13th pick of this draft, and two future first-round picks. So assuming that, let's just say that this one goes through, that Tyler, Khalil, Jaime head on over, and you're stuck with the remainder of the roster.
So what you're getting is one unbelievable player for three rotational players. So therefore, you have to keep... You're going to have to
pretty
resign.
Pretty good players, though.
No, they are pretty good players. I mean, one was in an all-star.
Well, that means you got Pella moving up. You got Jakachonis moving up.
Yeah.
But you got your veterans in Wiggins.
Jokic is going to have to move
Jokic.
Up.
Jokic.
Jokic's going to, yeah. What's Off-Night? Off-Night's going to.
Davion. Davion's going to be there.
Davion's going to basically be your point guard.
Yeah, but your your lineup is looking like Davion.
Davion's going to come off the bench. I wouldn't be surprised if they moved Jakachonis up.
Yeah, I mean, I would understand that because he would have less responsibility from a scoring position. Because if you put him in the second lineup, he comes in the second lineup, you're going to want some points out of him. But if you put him in the first lineup and he can dish to other
people. Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah, he's right. Like, Norm is going to... He's been playing and working for this contract for a long time. He's going to want to get paid. This might be his last chance of making some significant amount of money.
For sure. So, and he's right off of an all-star year.
An all-star
he's
year.
He's going to ask for a lot of money.
So, therefore, he's going to want some money. He's going to want or at least he's going to want a clear, concise role because he thought he was a starter last year. And there was, like you said, people were walking on eggshells because nobody knew what was going on with, you know, Tyler and everything like that. You make that trade. It's great. You get Giannis back. You're losing three significant players, and you're losing future assets. So are you going to be willing? Yeah. Are you going to be able to get those? You're going to have to look for those Max Strus and what's his name? The one that stole money from the Lakers without using a weapon.
Gabe Vincent.
No, Kendrick Nunn. Yeah. Kendrick Nunn.
Oh, Kendrick Nunn. Okay.
First Kendrick Nunn, then Gabe Vincent. Yeah. They all took money from the Lakers without using a weapon.
Course.
So you're going to have to find those type of guys, the Caleb Martins again. Like, you're going to have to find those guys.
That's the easy part.
I don't think it's that easy.
The easy part is finding role guys.
We've been doing that for 10 years.
The hard part is getting a consistent five that you can depend on most nights. They haven't had that in 3 years.
But a lot of those consistent five are rotational players. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, they're just moving up. Like, they're young guys who were rotational players that it's time to move up.
The, what's his name? Keyshawn Johnson is going to have to
move up. No. He's
Vlad Golden. Let's go.
No. He has to change his name first.
So,
Vladimir?
Just.
Bless you, Leroy.
No Vlad. Only one Vlad here.
Big V.
So, I do. I think it's doable.
Slav is
right?
his name.
Because think about this. I think with those guys gone, it almost makes the roster more definitive, like roles. And that's without knowing what Norm's role is going to be or whether he wants it. Right? I'm always going to say this. He has earned the right to make his own decision. He doesn't have to settle because he was an all-star, because he's a scorer. So from that standpoint, if it works out, fine. I'm not going to be mad at him. That dude he's been fighting for 10 years trying to get that one contract, right? And he still hasn't really gotten it. So go ahead on and get your money if that's the case. However, what it does, it makes the roles more definitive. And I think that's a good thing. Like, if you can get five, you know, every night, this is my starting five. I don't have to play games with, okay, this time I'm going to use him. This time I'm going to use him. It's definitive. Like, even with playing games with Kalel. Now you have to get a big, you know, this guy's coming in to give Bam a break, right? Like, you know how everything is going to work out. I just think that having a roster that's more definitive helps them out more than who's doing it, but more what they're going to be asked to do.
All right, we'll take a break when we come back. Final segment of the second hour here on Tobin and Leroy Show. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show, ladies and gentlemen, live here on a hump day. Wednesday.
Hey.
Yes.
Smeathan is killing us.
Yeah, I did. I did see what he was saying.
You're focusing on how to replace some windshield wipers when you're getting a top-tier engine.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a point. He's
followed by dudes getting served at Kobe's beefsteak and worried about what garden salad it comes with.
Hey, man. Sometimes the wrong salad will ruin a meal.
Nope. I can't remember the last time I ate a salad before a meal.
I do it sometimes just to be courteous at, like, weddings.
Because, you know, a big-ass piece of meat is coming soon.
Yeah.
I don't even eat it at the... I don't even eat it at like a wedding or something or a dinner. When it's on your table.
Yeah. No. Guys, I got a story for you. I got a crazy story. I know we don't have a lot of time in this segment here, so this will be perfect for that. Are you guys familiar with the biggest YouTuber in the world, Mr. Beast?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Beast does these crazy videos sometimes, these crazy contests, whatever, in which the prize is usually something that's extravagant. This video was called 100 Pilots Compete for an Airplane, in which 100 pilots had their hand on an airplane, and the last person to remove their hand from said airplane would win the plane. Now, it came down to three final members that ended up having a discussion in which they agreed that two of them would release their hand, leaving the final winner with his hand held. But it was a determining, are they going to go back on their word? Whatever the case would be. Long story short, they remove their hand and this guy ends up winning the plane. Very emotional moment that you can see right here on the top. Two people, and you see him crying as
oh, the brother wins.
The brother wins. Yes, he does.
I love how when he won, he still didn't take his hand off the plane.
Still didn't take his hand off the plane, for sure. So those two, nice they plane. Had a gentleman. It is a nice plane. I love that you guys are not acknowledging what's on the bottom here. And let me explain what's going on here, because this gentleman who has since won this plane
from the brother?
Mr. Beast. Yes, sir.
Was he also on the bottom getting arrested and being sent out of his house?
Oh, a man who won a private jet at Mr. Beast contest was arrested after allegedly co-piloting a plane carrying 577 pounds, $3.6 million worth of marijuana from Paraguay. Brown, who was famously the winner of the Mr. Beast Challenge, was detained after anti-drug agents found the 577 pounds of high THC marijuana, and he has since been released. This was not the plane that he won here. He was just accused of co-piloting the plane. He is... just an accomplice.
Are they going to take the other plane back from him?
Now, the other plane, you know, I did some other research to find out, you know, did he really win that plane, or was this essentially a scam?
Fins Up is saying they released him. There wasn't enough evidence.
Yes, he has since been released, for sure. There, apparently 577 pounds was not enough evidence, but...
But he wasn't piloting. He might not know what was on there.
Well, no pilot.
Hold on.
I mean, it's 577 pounds, Leroy. That is
that sounds like
quite a bit of merchandise.
That sounds like why Tobin's in Central America right now.
It is very interesting that all of a sudden we no longer can see. I mean, come on, that is quite. You're not going to notice those things being loaded into the.
That plane must have stunk.
We're talking about 577 pounds, Leroy. But, hey, listen, innocent until proven guilty. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. I just think that's an amazing story that, hey, listen, this is capitalizing off of an opportunity that was blessed upon you. And I appreciate his entrepreneurial spirit, if I'm being honest.
Look, here it ends up. Following interviews and a review of the evidence, prosecutors determined that Brown was not connected to the alleged smuggling operation and ordered his release.
Correct. Free my dog. Well, he's already free because he didn't do anything.
Right.
But irony.
Could you imagine, though? Hey, co-pilot, anybody else smell that?
Smell like skunks. Are we transporting?
It's pretty loud
skunks?
In here. It's pretty loud in here.
Very weird odor we are transporting. Yeah, don't worry about it, man. It's one of these old planes. It has that weird smell.
Hey, thank God he didn't use his plane.
Absolutely. Before we go to break here, let's go ahead and give you a weather report for the hour. This weather report is brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping keep your home and family safe when the storm rolls in. Visit tornadoroofing.com for your free roof and window estimates. Leroy?
Two things.
All right.
I would say mostly cloudy, but I'm going to just call it cloudy.
Cloudy.
I don't see no sun, no chance of sun. And the winds are very light, and it looks like it could rain at any moment in time, so be ready. And it's a hot one. It's got to be pushing 90 degrees. Now, in other news, Tropical Storm Amanda.
Oh!
Is out there.
Wow. All right. Well, look, we will
be... And that's cool because we work with Tropical Storm Amanda. And she packs a mean punch. So y'all be ready. Just in case. Keep your eye on the cone of uncertainty.
Put it this way. She might have been on that plane.
All right, we'll come back with another hour of the Tobin and Leroy Show right here on 104.3 WQAM.